This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for the Great Mavericks Quiz, part two, ladies and gentlemen. Hit the music, Reggie.
Still no music.
All right, off to you, Mike Bassick.
This is going to be great, guys. I have 10 Dallas Maverick questions for you guys to see how well you know Mavericks history. Are you ready for question one?
Yes.
All right. In 2006, David Stern hated Mark Cuban and the Mavericks so much, he suspended all of these players for at least a game during the playoffs except A, DJ Binga, B, Jerry Stackhouse, C, Devin Harris, or D, Jason Terry. David Stern hated the Mavericks so much, never forget, that he kept suspending players in 06 so they wouldn't win. Who did he not suspend in the 2006 playoffs out of those four players?
Hey, can you name them again? Because I heard okay. Banga.
Binga one, Stackhouse B, Harris C, and Terry D.
I'm going to say DJ Banga.
I'm going to go C, Devin Harris.
Man, I'll tell you what, Corey, you know your Mavericks history. You are right. DJ Binga got suspended for leaving the Mavericks bench when a wife was being assaulted in the stands, and David Stern thought, man, that's horrible. So yeah. DJ Binga, you can't play basketball. Jerry Stackhouse fouled a 300-pound Shaquille O'Neal one time, and they're like, I don't like the way you fouled the 300-pound man that outweighs you and is way stronger. You're suspended in the NBA Finals. And Jason Terry did deserve to get suspended because he did punch Michael Finley in the balls in Game 5.
San Antonio
and nut puncher shall never prosper. So
that was the only one that I was like, I can see why you got suspended there, Jason Terry. The other ones, it was just because David Stern hated us. All right, you ready for another fun question?
Let's do it.
I like
In the 1987 All-Star Game, and Corey, honestly, do you remember who made the free throws at the end of regulation to send it to overtime?
Rolando Blackman.
Okay, good.
I don't remember that. I just know that.
Rolando Blackman makes two free throws at the end of regulation to send it to overtime. After making the game-tying free throw, Rolando Blackman famously yells out, A, suck it, Isaiah.
Nice.
B, confidence, baby, confidence. C, I don't miss. Or D, that's what I do. What did Rolando Blackman yell out after he made the game-tying free throw at the end of regulation where he should have been the MVP, but that got stolen away? What did he yell out? Suck it, Isaiah. Confidence, baby, confidence. I don't miss, or that's what I do.
I want to say suck it, Isaiah, just for drops purposes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with B, confidence, baby, confidence.
That does sound like that's what I was drawn to as well. That sounds like the most low-key one that he would say. So I'm going to say confidence, baby, confidence.
Did I make this too easy? You guys both get that
yes,
answer right.
Yes, you didn't. I got the first question wrong, so no.
Confidence, baby, confidence is what Rolando Blackman. They did a whole, like, NBA TV did a whole, like, kind of 30-minute document series on him yelling confidence, baby, confidence. You can watch that on YouTube.
On one phrase? Like. On him
yeah,
saying one phrase?
Well, because it was such a big moment because people cared about the All-Star game back then and players actually played hard. And so that was just a big, like, with nobody on the free throw line, time at zero, you have to make both these free throws to send it to overtime. And somehow
ESPN had to find 17 minutes of Lance Armstrong cutting his finger
off. Oh, my God, I know.
For a 2-4-hour documentary on him.
From the 214, Blackman yelled, mouthwash.
Oh, dang it,
baby!
Dang it, why did I put that as
an
answer?
I would have chosen it.
Okay. Here is your third question. How many wins per season did the Mavericks average in the decade of the 90s? I'm not going to give you A, B, C, or D on this one. a guesstimate on how many wins per season did the Mavericks average in the decade of the 90s?
21.
Corey?
22.
Corey, you are closest, so you get another point. It is 23.9 is the answer. The Mavericks for a whole decade averaged 23.9
Price
wins.
Is right, piece of crap. I knew it.
Corey, you are dominating today. Just remember, Corey, you dominate Mavs trivia. All right.
I won the last one.
Question number four. Who have the Mavericks played the most series against in the playoffs? Is it A, the Spurs, B, the Lakers, C, the Blazers, or D, the Sonics / Thunder?
Kevin, go first.
What was C?
C is the Blazers. It's Spurs, Lakers, Blazers, or Sonics / Thunder.
I'm going to say the Sonics / Thunder.
All right. Corey.
I am going to say the Lakers.
On this one is the first time you guys have been wrong on both. It's the Spurs. The Mavericks have played the Spurs 6 times, the Lakers 4, the Blazers 4, and the Sonics / Thunder they have played 5 times.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
All right, question number.
I didn't know how many times they played the Lakers in the 80s, so I just didn't know.
It was honestly 3 times because do you remember when they played the Lakers in 2011? They kept building their team to face Shaq and Kobe, and they never faced Shaq and Kobe. They just kept missing them in the playoffs,
Then
Shaq left, and then finally they played them. And by the way, that is the only time they've beaten the Lakers. They have beaten the Spurs a few times. They've beaten the Blazers multiple times. They only beat the Lakers the one time out of the 4 they have faced them. All right, guys. Question number 5. How many times have the Mavericks won their division? A, 2, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 7? How many times have the Mavericks won their division? 2, 3, 5, or 7?
What's the division they're in?
Southwest currently. I mean, the divisions have moved around a little bit.
I'll tell you this. They've been in the Southwest division, and they've been in the Midwest division. Those are the 2 divisions they've been in their franchises.
I just really wanted to know if the answer would change his perception. If he said, like, Midwest, he's like 5.
Oh,
if he said
yeah,
Southwest,
that's right.
He'd be like 2.
What
were
the
options?
2, 3, 5,
or 7. 2, 3, 5, or 7 division champs.
7 feels like too many.
I'm going to say 3.
All right.
I can say one at least. 12. I'm also gonna say 3.
You are both correct.
Yes.
Good job. Now
7
for bonus points.
Crap.
Can you name the 3 years that they won the division title?
Oh crap! I thought you were gonna be like, can you name other people from their division?
I was like, yes, I can.
Nope.
86, 87.
You got that one right? That's one of them. That's their first one. Come on, guys.
05, 06?
No, it was the year after. It was 06, 07 because remember
they won 67
smoked
games.
Everybody and then all lost.
Right. Why'd you do that?
Sorry.
And then there's one other one.
I don't know the other one.
The other one is 2009-2010. Here's the interesting thing, guys. You named 86-87, 06-07, and 09-010, or 09-10. Every year they won the division, they lost in the first round. They have never won the division and then won a playoff series. So in their 3 years where you felt probably really good going into the playoffs, they lost every time in the first round.
Well, you know, when your record's too high, you know, you get a matchup with the team. It's not really very good. You don't want that.
That is one of the flaws of the playoff system is you have to play the worst team when you have the best record.
All right, here we go. Question number 6. How many times did Dirk average 10 rebounds or more in a season? How many times did Dirk average 10 rebounds or more in a season? No multiple choice here. You just tell me how many years he averaged 10 rebounds or more.
Did he ever?
Go, yeah.
What was that response that you just said?
I was about
Kevin?
To say yes, and then I was like, oh, was he that perpetual 9.5 guy or whatever?
I don't think he's
zero.
Did.
Zero.
Zero.
God, you guys are great at this game. The answer is Dirk never averaged. He had 2 years where he averaged 9.9, but he never averaged 10 or more rebounds in a season.
Corey's greater. He's still defeating me.
Okay. Here's your next question. It goes with the last question. How many rebounds did Dirk average in his playoff career?
Ooh.
57,000.
Average.
Oh, average. Okay, so if I just divide. How many playoff games did he play?
I think like 149, I think it was, when I was looking at this.
I'm going to say, like, 9.
Nine. I'm going to say 11 and a half.
Oh.
I'm going to give the point to Kevin because you went over.
Damn it.
His career playoff average is 10.
Well,
he
Kevin
never
is closer
averaged...
even.
Yeah, yeah, hold Kevin on. Don't closer. Try to pretend like I get this on a technicality. I was closer.
He was closer. But he never averaged 10 rebounds in a season. He averaged 10 rebounds for his career in the playoffs. He averaged 25 points and 10 rebounds for
That's
his
amazing.
Playoff career. Only Karl Malone and Hakeem Olajuwon are 25 and 10
wow.
guys. There's no other player, even like Kareem, who, by the way, if you look at what Kareem was averaging like early on in the playoffs, he was averaging close to 40 and 20.
What?
Or like God. When you look at like what he did in his rookie years, like he averaged 36 and 17 in the playoffs. But by the time his career ended, because he wasn't putting up that great of numbers at the end of his career with the Lakers, he averaged 24 and 12 for his career.
Ooh.
So the only players to average 25 points or more and 10 rebounds or more are Karl Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Dirk Nowitzki. Here we go with the next question. Now, this could get a little bit difficult, but I think you guys can do it. On June 24th, 2004, the Mavericks traded sixth man of the year, Antoine Jamison, for all of these players except A, Jerry Stackhouse, B, Dan Dickow, C, Christian Laettner, or D, Devin Harris. Stackhouse, Dickow, Laettner, Harris. Who did they not get for Antoine Jamison?
I'm going to say Laettner.
No, because they traded the pick. Is it Dan Dickow? Is that what you said?
It is Dan Dickow. Kevin, you're making a comeback as I forgot to keep score.
Don't worry, I kept score. That's our 10 questions, correct?
I also don't think that
Not
was
yet.
Kevin's
I've had
answer.
A little.
I think
I've
that
had
was
a little
Kevin's
extras.
Question.
Ah, okay.
No, I was gonna. That was gonna.
I
be
have
mine.
Two questions left.
I think it's 5-5.
It is in fact 5-5
with two questions left. Wow. All right. So the Mavs are reshaping their team in the offseason of 2004. You just answered the three players they got for Antoine Jamison, besides Dan Dickow, who they didn't get, who was on the team but didn't get. On August 4th, 2004, who did the Mavs trade to get Jason Terry?
Oh.
I'm not going to give you A, B, C, or D's on this one. Who did the Mavs trade to get Jason Terry?
Christian Laettner.
It was one of the Antoines.
Antoine Walker?
Yeah, I say Antoine Walker.
I'm going to give the point to Kevin because he talked himself through it. It is correct. The Mavs trade Antoine Walker and Tony Delk for Jason Terry and Alan Henderson. Walker and Delk for Jason Terry and Alan
So he
Henderson.
Didn't get the entire answer right.
Well, he got it right because it was really Antoine
He didn't
Walker.
Even know Tony Delk was involved in that trade.
All right.
Does anybody know Half that point? Tony Delk is involved in any trade?
0 points.
The major part was Antoine Walker for Jason Terry. I was looking for, as long as you said Antoine Walker, you were going to get it right.
I said Antoine Walker.
And the last question, since that was only half a point, this is to win the Mavericks trivia. Who was the Mavericks' first ever draft pick?
What?
The Brad first Davis.
Ever draft pick?
Would you guys like for me to give you?
Oh yes, I want options.
A, B, C, or D?
I want options.
All right, you actually gave one of them, so I won't tell you if you're right or wrong yet. It is A. Aguirre, B for Blackman, C for Kiki Vandeweghe, or D for Brad Davis?
Oh, crap. That's
who
right.
was the Mavs' first ever draft pick?
I know the answer.
Blackman, Kiki, or Brad Davis?
Kiki Vandeweghe. I know the answer.
I, too, will go with Kiki Vandeweghe.
Kevin wins because he answered it first. The answer is Kiki Vandeweghe was the 11th overall pick.
He told us to suck it, didn't he?
In 1980. We had to answer first.
And on December
3rd. Well, he also still has more points than you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. See, and that's on December, what you
needed. Yeah, stop talking. It's my second.
Well, come on.
On December 3rd, early on in the season, they had to trade Kiki Vandeweghe away because he refused to sign with the expansion Dallas Mavericks, and that's why he got booed every second he was in the arena. For the trade, they did end up getting the Denver Nuggets pick the next year, which ended up being Rolando Blackman.
Shout out to the Vandeweghe family for having a Kiki and a Coco. That's very fun.
Ooh. Oh, really? I didn't know they had a Coco.
And from the 214, is Mike really in his pantry? Yes.
I really am.
Really in his pantry.
And I love talking basketball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.